Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay? She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, aka Chantal. Okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently. And I have two Jamaican parents. So there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head. All right. Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to shambipodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. It's like this constant regurgitation of the same thing that's being talked about. But I just really wanted to speak on my spill of society saying women are so brash and how they like women that are feminine and relax and really have had a good upbringing, blah, 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 blah. Right? I think that's cute. I think that's nice. And I think that's dandy. But that's few and far between if you live in the U.S. and a woman comes from American born and raised parents, right? And they're not white Anglo-Saxon or coming from an Italian background, okay? Someone who didn't have a lot against them to be able to provide their child with a quote-unquote relaxed, good life, right? I say that to say, every woman has a softness about her. Every woman has a soft side. But the thing is, everyone is not going to experience a soft side of a woman that is living, working, enduring a 2024 kind of day on a daily without partnership, fairness, respect, and opportunity, right? And speaking for myself, because I am a biological, born and raised vagina holder, nothing against anyone else, but I have to speak for myself, is I have always felt a extra an extra heaviness to make sure this, make sure that. Don't sit like this, sit like that. When you wear this, you have to wear that. You can't play that because you're wearing this. Like, it's so much to remember, to be, to show up, to act, to do, to say, to wear, to have,
to be a woman. And then to be a woman and people look at you like, you should be able to work 90 hours a week. You should be able to look pretty all the time. You should be able to have your nails done and never chips or breaks. You should be able to look rejuvenated and be happy when I look at you. You should smile at me. You should be able to have all these babies and be happy about it. And you should be able to pause on what you want for the sake of your family and being a good mom. You should be able to be happy for me, respect me, remember it's for better or worse, even though how much I disrespect you. You should be able to deal with your boss or the people you work with sexually harassing you or being inappropriate. You should be able to handle yourself late at night when you have drinks. You shouldn't be wearing that and maybe people want to talk to you like that. Maybe if you didn't wear that color lipstick, I want to assume that you were selling sex. So all of these things, right? And I'm not saying we deal with it every single day, but we're mentally prepared to be approached with that, right? So all of these things, and I'm not saying men don't deal with shit. Y'all deal with shit. And I understand that if you are not a white man with given privileges and not a lot of pushback in everyday life living in America, you have some sort of pushback. You're going against the grain of something as a man. But as a woman, stop being out here in life thinking women are just supposed to be soft because they have a vagina. I'm going to tell you straight up. Being a mother, a sister, an auntie, a business owner, an employee, a black woman, someone, head of household, single, trying to co-parent. It is, sorry, there's a fire truck outside my house after midnight. Don't know why, don't know what my neighbors did. Just glad they're not here for me. Praises to God. I would love to live day in and day out in my soft side, right? But I've been up since 9 a.m. yesterday, and I've been on go. And even when I sit down, I'm going, right? I'm doing, I'm showing up, I'm working, I'm creating, I'm reading, I'm talking, I'm evolving, right? I did not get my feet done today, which I would have loved to do, but I'm always with a kid, right? And I understand, like, there is no other parent that you can go to right now because he doesn't live here. But I don't like going to nail salons with my child. My child doesn't get her nails done when I get my nails done because she's a child, right? So, yeah, I would love to sit and get my nails done and get a massage. But that wasn't what was on my menu today, right? When I wanted to eat, I paid for it. I purchased it. When I wanted dinner, I went to the grocery store, I purchased it, I brought it home, I cooked it, right? No one rubbed my feet today. My bed still has the clothes and the hats on it that I had this morning. I have a desk full with things and plans and episodes I need to organize and do. I have to set up December's calendar. Yes, I am doing this in the past for the future because that's just what I do with my purpose. Prepared now, okay? But I have a soft side that I don't get to tap into a lot because I'm doing a lot. And a lot of times what men don't understand is every woman is not out here to build a roster of men that she can talk to and take from, right? There are women like myself who are out here observing, listening, and seeing relationships that look nice on the outside and are fucked up on the inside. we are seeing women and listening, women who are with a quote unquote good man, but it's not enough, right? And we are also seeing men who are with women who are doing above and beyond backflip ass shit to show that man that I'm for you. I want to make your life easy. What else can I do for you? And he's still out here living the single, 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 single life. And it's been like that before I was born. It's like that now. And it's going to be like that when my soul leaves my body. You know, like, that's not going anywhere. And yes, that's my kid in the background. And that's a lot of what y'all gonna get this season. Y'all gonna get realness, rawness, intimacy. Welcome to my world. My name is Shan. Hello. Okay? Women are doing a lot. And the only way that you would get to see a woman's soft side that you would like to see is when you help to make her life easier. When him, okay, because every man ain't him, I'll discuss it on a different episode. Every man ain't him. Every man cannot be him. And him is the man that gets it, the man that understands, the man that comes through, the man that doesn't just talk, he shows up, the man that delivers, the man that can hit all the right spots, the man that knows exactly what to say, and the man that has patience enough to allow a woman's inner self, her soft side, to bloom. Okay? But every man ain't him, though. And every man is not going to be able to reveal a woman's soft side because you don't deserve. A woman's body knows when you don't deserve. You don't have to ask a woman who knows you are who you need to be for her to open up, because she's going to open up for you. You don't have to ask her to please you in a certain way because she's automatically going to do that. You don't have to yell at her, raise your voice at her, but only hims know that. Anyway. when you see a woman that's being able to, you know, pay her own bills for herself, go to work, you know, sometimes 80 hours a week, 90 hours a week. Some women are out here doing 100 and something hours per week in work to provide themselves with the lifestyle they need to be able to retire if they end up by themselves. And women who are not afraid of being single and by themselves in old age, I feel like scare some men. Because I feel like a lot of males, not all, a lot of males are out here hoping a woman gives up all that extra energy she's doing to be able to do it herself. And I'm telling you right now, all women do not want to do it themselves. They do not want to be ultra independent. I don't want to be ultra independent, but you know who I could count on? Me. You know who I trust to have my back? Me. You know who I depend on the most? Me. You know what I'm saying? There's no man in my life that I feel like, okay, my rent is this, but if I'm $600 short, I'm going to just call him and have him send it to me. I don't have no man in my life like that. And I wouldn't want to put that on somebody that I'm not married to. Like, the comfortability that a lot of women have in life right now to expect a man who's not their anything to just have money on pivot for them is wild to me. But just like men, there's a lot of women out here that have audacity and they know who to fuck with, right? And I'm not saying, oh, they know who to fuck with that got the dollars on some good shit. Like, y'all know who the idiots are that think they're going to move to third base because of the money, right? this is my thing.
I don't respect a man thinking he can buy me in any type of way.
I don't. Like, you want to make my nipples soft and disappear?
Try to buy me. Okay? You think I'm super excited about the fact that you picked me up in this car and we're going to go here to eat and there's no prices on the menu and you're super worried about taking me to the fanciest restaurants you can to impress me?
It's not going to go anywhere, sir. You don't have to do all of that.
And I keep telling people, men and women, when you really like a person and you really enjoy their company, you don't give a fuck about how much money they make. And you don't give a fuck about what restaurant they take you to. And you don't give a fuck about what car they come pick you up in. You know what I'm saying? When I met Ari's dad, he was driving a two-tone vehicle. Okay? I wasn't with him because of the vehicle that he drove. I was with him because I enjoyed his company and his intellect. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we can share each other's silence. But anyway, hold another episode. I do have a soft side, but my soft side is tucked. My soft side is tucked because if I don't deem a man worthy of knowing that I want you, I'm attracted to you, I want to get to know you more, I want to spend more time with you, and I think me spending time with him is a great investment because I see it going somewhere, I'm not going to tell you shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to come off harsh like I don't have feelings. It's going to come off harsh like I don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's I don't see a reason to put more energy in my emotions with you because it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be like me dumping money into a bucket to save the money. And there's a big hole in the bottom. It's a waste of my time. Why would I want to spend my free time with you, the little free time I be having, with somebody that's a dead end, with somebody that has no goals for us, no plans for us? We're not growing into nothing. I don't. I don't. And I'm going to tell you more after these messages. You thought we was going to have ads? We are.
FYI, if I respect you, and we haven't fucked, or I didn't come out of your vagina, I'm going to put you on mute when I go pee.
Larry knows.
Larry be like, you know what I noticed? You'll say the most insane shit to me, but when you go to the bathroom, you put me on mute.
Yes, because I respect you as a person. And we're cool. You know what I'm saying?
But let one of my kids' dads call, I'm peeing. They'd be like, are you peeing?
Yeah, I'm peeing.
Was you concerned about that when you was in it? Was you concerned about that when you saw your child come out of it?
No.
I'm peeing. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, TMI.
If you are interested in doing podcasting things, don't forget that I have podcasting books. If you want to know what other podcasts I am doing, don't forget that shambipodding.com exists. Y'all see the cover? It's giving secreted. It's there. The nip is there, but it's under the roses, okay? There's a soft side underneath, i.e. this episode. But anyway, that and what else? Table topics is still a thing. You can use my code ShambiPodding for a percentage off. Get your own table topics card on tabletopics.com. What else? There's another ad. I'll probably put it in the show notes. But I'm not somebody that holds knowledge, so you can DM me at ShambiPodding on IG, on TikTok, or on X, and ask me anything. What I do not like, people that email me and tell me that they're going to come on my show. If I do not invite you to my show, or I don't talk to you about different topics or try to pick your brain, it's probably because intellectually, I don't think you would understand me, or we're not vibing intellectually. That's why we haven't done the show. But I'm always interested into checking out what you do to see if I find it interesting. Usually when I find people interesting, I invite them to a show. What are my peeves? Because let me tell you right after I said what I just said. If we schedule a show together and you don't let me know that you can't do it before the show, or you're not going to be able to make it, or something comes up because life happens and I understand that, and the date and the show time passes, and you don't say anything, and then you try to hit me up next week, you be like, oh man, I forgot, blah, blah, blah. It was cool. Wish you the best. I'm not going to reschedule that show. Because I'm a big stickler about people wasting my time. And maybe you didn't waste my time intentionally, but my time was wasted. And something could have been said, because I give alerts for when I have shows. But that's just me though, all right? But anyway, other than that, I'm going to continue the show. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. We're here on the 22nd season. We're in a new year. Blessings, opportunities, all of that good shit. Be good to yourself. And I'm going to continue talking because that's what I do. I got shit to do. I got shit to talk about. And I'm here to share with you because we're in an intimate setting, okay? Y'all have heard me. Most of y'all know my thoughts on this shit already because I talk to you on a regular. But for those who do not know, let's get back into it. All right? All right. I have a soft side, but not a lot of people get to tap into that because I guard it. I guard it because, yeah, I'm slightly jaded. My faith in people is hella low, romantically. Since 2007, I prepare for every relationship I start to end one day. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you I put 100% in on this idea of me and a person. Because when I did put 100% in on the thoughts of me and a person, that shit just disintegrated in my face. So, like, once you experience, like, a living death, and I call, like, the complete disappointment and disrespect in a relationship that you was, like, 110% about. Once you experience that, maybe some people do have the faith to go in another relationship 100%. I haven't since 2007. It's 2024. And most people be like, are you crazy? Get over it. Or you can't be serious. I'm so serious. So, like, I'm not going to say that I don't care about the relationships that I've had since 2007. I do, but I'm not going to sit here and talk to you and tell you we're going to do this forever, or we're going to be together forever, or, you know, I'm always going to be in your life forever. My memories probably will, but I don't even get forevers with my kids. Like, I've become super logical about what I care about and how a person will be in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I broke up with my exes, I didn't automatically hate my exes as soon as I broke up. I don't hate nobody, because for me to hate you would mean I would have to give you energy. I'm not giving you shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just made sure relationships that I were in, I exhausted them to the point where I was like, when this ends, I will not be back. And when this ends, don't expect me to call you and try to rehash it, because I'm not trying to come back. And I'm completely okay with it. Like, if all five of my exes was like, I'm getting married this year, I'm getting married tomorrow, I'm going to tell them that is fantastic.
most people don't get to find their person. I'm so glad that you found your person. Thank God, because you're a special one. And I could not hang. There is nobody that I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to see you happy. I don't want to see your woman. I don't want to see your kids. I wish them the best. I wish them the best. And I hope they find their people. Okay? But you got to know when people are not for you and be okay with people not being for you. And move the fuck on with your life. But I'm not going to sit here and say I have a lot of faith in people. But when I did have faith in people, there was more of a soft side. I was more open. I was more willing to believe the things that came out of their face. If I didn't work as much as I did to be able to maintain what I have, hell yeah, I would be softer. If I had a man that cared about me and respected me and wanted to have fun outside of work and go do interesting things and took care of his own kids like I take care of mine, I would be a lot happier. But I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? And this is another thing that people completely forget. Just because you like a woman and you're nice to her and you give her your time and she responds back to you and she's cordial with you, it doesn't mean that she likes you the way that you like her. And stop waiting for people to get tired of being by themselves when they just know what they want. I think a lot of men automatically think a woman doesn't know what she wants because he's doing all the right things by the book, whatever the fuck book he read. Sometimes a woman just knows you're a nice guy, you're great, but you're great for someone else, and I'm not her. There's a lot of men that feel like they're going to wear a woman down to get themselves out of the friend zone, when the friend zone is like the top level that you would ever reach with that woman. And that goes for like a lot of men. It's like no shade, but she don't like you like that. There's nothing yet you're going to do for her to like you like that. And a lot of men know women don't like them like that. And they keep trying. And then they get mad when that woman gives in and she plays with them. And nothing that he wanted to happen happens. It's not hard to see if a person likes you or is reciprocating the same energy that you're giving. At a certain point, you're ignoring the fact that this person doesn't really like you the way that you like them. And there will always be men and women that will use other men and women. But there are also a lot of men and women that will not use you and take advantage of you. But that's usually not the ones that you give the time or day. And that's a whole nother shit show. But for the most part, like, I would love to be softer. But I got too much to do, and I'm the only one that has to do it. I'm the one that I can depend on. And women don't want to be hard. They don't want to be brash. They don't want to be brawling. They don't want to be snappy and nasty, and they don't want to talk to you like another man on the street when they have a vagina and it's very beautiful and comfy inside. They don't want to be that. But you really, as a man, you really have to think to yourself, what has this woman gone through to make her feel like the way that she's acting or talking to me is okay? Because that's what it's coming from. It's coming from her being tired. It's coming from her being mad at the times that she did care, or if she did give people a chance in her life and they made her regret it. It's coming from exhaustion. It's coming from, I don't want to be here at work today, but I am. And you trying to be cute and funny to me and I'm not in a mood. But sometimes I think people try to take advantage of an opportunity that they think is good for them to try to cheer somebody up or say something funny. and this other person's in their mind, in their life, dealing with some other shit. So to you, she's gonna come off like an asshole because all you were doing is trying to be nice and funny, and lighthearted. And to her, it's kind of like, why are you playing with me when there's 10 other people in line that want coffee? You know what I'm saying? Read the room. Okay? Women don't want to be hard and brash, but we doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? And when I think this too, a lot of people will take this out of context. When women ask to be treated equally, they're not saying, oh, you're a minor and you digging dirt and you do all this shit too. I want the same job and the same pay. We're not saying that. What we're saying is the same way that as a man, you want to feel respected and valued where you work, we would like to feel respected and valued where we work too. That's what we're saying. Because there are a lot of men who see a woman doing for herself and having her life the way that she wanted, and he wants to have a relationship with her. But once he gets in a relationship with her, he's telling her, and you don't have to work no more because I'm here. And she's like, well, thank you, but I actually enjoy my job, so I do want to work. And to him, it's just like, you're not listening. You're not letting me be the leader. I'm saying... She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. No, now that we're together, you stay home. And you make sure my home is good. You cook, you clean, you do all the things that I think a vagina holder is supposed to do. And if you need money, come ask me. And sometimes men who feel like that's the only way to have a relationship think money and them being the only way a woman can have money is why she's staying. When the reality is, a healthy relationship should be, she can make money, I can make money. If she would like to stay home and not work, that's an option for her because I can provide for her and my family, i.e. kids, i.e. retirement. And whatever money she makes, she could just save it. Because I'm still taking care of anything. If that's what you want to do. But stop holding money over the heads of women in order to keep them. Because if you feel like all you have to do is be the only one making money. And she'll stay because she doesn't have anything else going for herself to be able to leave. Because goddamn, a woman can't be with me because I'm actually a great person. A woman's not going to want to stay with me because she actually enjoys my company, or she loves the relationship, or she values, you know, the way I'm a father. Like, I feel like men deal with insecurity issues too in the relationship. Like, some men are scared that if I leave it up to her to think for herself and really want to be with me because of my personality and my value and my character,
that's not enough. I gotta be like a golden ticket to her in her eyes, where she has to feel like she needs me in some way, so I can feel secure in the fact that she won't leave me one day. Let me tell you something. Everybody is going to leave you one day. The same way you came into this world is the same way you're going to go out. Unless both of you miraculously get into an accident, or y'all both die at the same time, depending on what caused y'all death. I don't know. But you're not supposed to be in relationships to keep people. You're not supposed to be in relationships to own people or dictate what they do, how they talk, where they go, what they feel. You're supposed to be two individuals that respect each other's lives, decide one day that you want to join lives together, mix it up, balance it out, compromise well, give and take, not be petty, be loving, have a family structure that y'all both value and respect, and build. That's how a healthy relationship works. But in order to get to that part, we have to stop assuming just because you're a man and a dick holder and you meet a woman, she's automatically supposed to be a flower petal for you. That's going to take work with a lot of women here. Because a lot of women here are not living a quote unquote, what they call it, soft life. A lot of women here have been working since they were 15. Crazy hours, on their feet, all the time. Paying their own bills. Paying this. And I can't speak for all women, but I'm going to speak for myself. I've never been with a man and assumed he's going to do everything for me. Never. And I don't want to be with anyone and assume they're going to take care of my life. But if I'm married and a man wants to take care of what's necessary for our lives to function, and whatever I do that brings in income is extra, fine. But to be two single people out here having the same lifestyle needs and wants, and you leaning on someone who doesn't have your commitment in a marriage, y'all just quote unquote boyfriend and girlfriend, and you're leaning on them like y'all in a marriage, and they're getting the benefits of a marriage, and you're getting the benefits of a marriage, but they're the only one sacrificing. You're just looking cute. It's unbalanced. So eventually the respect is going to be unbalanced. Eventually y'all going to have petty problems. Eventually one person feels like they're running laps in the relationship, and you've been on a beach chair the whole time in the relationship. I can't dictate how other people's relationship should look, will look, shouldn't look, because everybody wants a different type of relationship. But I know the type of relationship I want. And when I don't see a man that reflects the type of relationship I want, and we don't have interest in each other, I'm not going to push certain things. I'm not going to call you and be like, hey, I want to see you. Because why am I seeing you? I don't see nothing in the future for us. Why would I call you and be like, I want to see you? Why would I hit you up and be like, let's go on a date? Go on a date for what? To be in the abyss? Like, I'm just not interested in wasting my time with people. I'm not. Like, that makes no sense to me to ask for a man's time, and I don't want the things that he wants, and he doesn't want the things that I want. So, yeah, my softness is tucked, because everybody doesn't deserve that shit. You know what I'm saying? It exists, but it's very much on reserves. Women want to be soft, but they are tired of being soft for the wrong person. They're tired of being kind and generous to the wrong person, giving the wrong people time. And sometimes you can tell instantly that somebody is the wrong person for you. And sometimes it takes time to deal with someone to realize this person isn't right either. And not all relationships end because that person was horrible or this person is horrible. Some relationships are healthy, loving, and one person or two people have to end it because it's not going to work out in the long run. And you do not have to wait for a relationship to be toxic or violent or depressing in order to be like, okay, let's end it now. That is horrible. You can end a relationship when it's cool, like when there's no arguments. I've only had one relationship where there was no arguments because it was a common respect. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no petty stuff. There wasn't no cheating going on. It wasn't no verbal abuse. It wasn't any emotional abuse. I didn't feel taken advantage of. I just knew what he needed to feel from me. I can't make up that person for you because that's what makes you comfortable. Like, you need to feel reassured that if I move to where you are, you'll never have to worry about me leaving or me being unhappy or this definitely working out. I can't tell the future. But if you don't feel confident about this relationship working because I can't predict the future, I don't know what's going to happen with us, then let's not do it. Because sometimes I feel like people can't see what the other person is sacrificing also. You know, if you need to be reassured a certain way that this is going to work out and you can't get that, have you ever sat back and asked the other person, well, what are they seeing from their point of view? They're seeing someone that they love and they care about asking to move clear across the United States where they don't drive, don't have a job, don't have a vehicle, have no family, have no friends, and trust that the relationship might work. And that's all they got. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. And I'm going to say this. Men can get more value out of the woman that they want when they are confident enough to give that woman the feeling that they can protect her. If you're not confident that the relationship is going to work, don't put me in a position to where you need to be reassured by me that if I come out there, X, Y, and Z is not going to happen. You're not even confident that the relationship is going to work. So I can't be confident that I'm going to move clear across the country and you're going to have my back. You're going to be able to do what I need. I've never put myself in a position to depend on a man to maintain my lifestyle. That's uncomfortable for me. I've been working since I was 16. I'm 36. You know what I'm saying? So I was in 36 at the time, but I'm just saying, like, for me to have everything that I have and put all my confidence in a relationship working in order for my life to function is a lot. And I don't think a lot of people see things from the other person's point of view. Women do it too. Like, women be like, I want this, I want that, I want that, but he not doing it like I want him to do it. Well, have you ever asked yourself from his point of view, what's on his plate? what pressure is he under? And sometimes that's a lot of why two people who seemed happy, the relationship looked good, X, Y, and Z, but it just didn't work. And a lot of people on the outside don't get it. And that's another thing, too. Can we go back to knowing a little bit less about everybody's relationship? And don't be on the internet talking to the screen of your phone on a social app about your relationship problems or your problems with your family, and you haven't attempted to have this conversation with your family or the person that you're in a relationship with first. Like, even though I've been single for the last 4.5 years, I feel like I've been in multiple relationships based on the fact that y'all share too fucking much about what y'all dealing with in y'all relationships. And a lot of times when I see people display their relationship out on Front Street and their business out on Front Street, it makes me super comfortable in not dating, not trying, and not seeking shit. Because y'all be doing a lot. And I feel like the core reason is there's not enough people out here who respect themselves enough to know when to quit it. A lot of people out here are with people for a lifestyle. A lot of people out here are with people for what they want their life or their image to look like. I've never wanted to be in a relationship because we just look good together, or he has this, and if I stay with him long enough, I can also have that because he has it. Never. I'm in a we gotta get it together mode. I'm not looking for a man to give me a life that I can't help build for myself or us. I'm not looking for a meal ticket. I'm not looking for a rich man to come buy me Birkins and fly me all across the world and take cute pictures and that be that. I would love to devour someone's intellect. I would love to really be around someone who is actively doing something about their goals and has a plan that matches my plan in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I have certain filters on what I'm looking for that disqualify people quickly, and I'm not going to change them because I'm perfectly comfortable not having somebody if they don't fit the criteria. That's another issue a lot of people have, is they would rather have a body than to not have nobody. And when you spend a lot of time with yourself, you learn a lot about yourself and for the other person that you need to be with in the future. Because it's not going to be hard for me to explain to the man that I need in my life what I need, because I spent enough time with myself to know why I need it. I spend enough time with myself to know how to communicate what I need. I don't need to yell to get my point across. I don't argue with people. I used to argue with people. I used to be one of them women that's sending thesis texts to a man all for him to say okay. I used to be the woman that's calling you, texting you, you know, sending you an email. I've broken up with an ex twice through email. Okay? Because I don't do long distance relationships no more. Tried it twice, not for me. You gotta know what's not for you, and you gotta know what you're willing to do. That's a bar. Bars. Okay? Learn what's not for you and know what you're not willing to do. My threshold is, it's not very high. There's not a lot of things you can do with me or around me that I'm going to keep up with.
when I don't like something, I don't need to talk about it. You don't need to convince me why I should like it or allow it. I don't like it. I'm not compromising on it. There's no man on earth that will ever get me to eat chitlins. I don't like the ocean. There's no man on earth that's going to convince me with a handsome face and a beautiful wing and foreplay is on point to get on a ship and go in the middle of the ocean. I don't fuck with the ocean. A lot of people is very curious and they're just like, oh my God, what about space? The aircrafts are in the air. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Fuck that. Do you understand that we are on a planet with big oceans, deep seas, to the point where the pressure is so crazy that we can only go down a certain level before we fucking burst into bits and there's creatures under there that we have yet to discover. And y'all worried about what's in space. I'm worried about what's on Earth already with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going on a fucking boat. Don't ask me. I don't want to go fishing. And if I do go fishing, I promise you, I'm throwing that rod with the lining in the lake from land. Period. I'm not going on no boat. Okay? So a cruise is not for me. I'm not going on no family cruise. I don't care what island they're going to. I don't want to be on a boat. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Italy. But I don't want to get on a boat. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about your yacht. I don't want to be on a boat. How do we get here? But I'm just saying, like, I have a soft side. Like, I like flowers. I like my nails to be done. I love getting my hair done. I like body creams. I love perfumes. I want to make my own perfume in the future. I love fashion. I wish I could be with a man who knew how to dress up. And sometimes we can dress up together and go for a nice dinner. I wish I could go on a date with a man I find interesting and see a great possibility of a future with, and do an activity, not just sit across from each other and eat food, not just go to a movie where we have to be silent and watch a movie on the screen. Like, I want to do activity shit, but I want to do activity, fun date shit with a man that I actually like, that I see a future with. I don't want to go on a date just to be like, I went on a date. Who you going on a date with? Oh, some man. I don't really like him like that, but he wanted to go on a date and I was hungry. I don't want that date. If I make time and space for you, it's because I value you and I see something promising with you. I'm not into investing my time and just to waste my time. Like, if somebody was like, here's your offer letter to go to this college and study pigs. Just because they're giving me a free scholarship to go to college to study pigs, if I don't give a fuck about pigs, I don't care about the scholarship. I'm not going to college to study pigs. But there's a lot of people that'll just do it just because it was given to them. There's a lot of people that were asked to go on a date knowing damn well they don't like the person that asked them to go on a date. They don't want nothing to do with the person that asked them to go on a date. But they're going to take them to X, Y, and Z restaurant. And I ain't never been in there before, so I'm going to just go. And they paying, so I'm going to just go. I don't have time for it. I don't want to make time for it. So if you don't see my soft side a lot, it's probably because I don't like you like that. I don't like you. You're cool, but in a friend way. Okay? My titties only open up and bloom for men I like. And if I'm just like wearing a dress or a top where you happen to see titties, you just happen to see titty meat. Okay? I'm not trying to, I didn't show you titty. I didn't put out my titties for you. But I'm just saying, like, my soft side comes with me liking a man in that way. You know what I'm saying? If y'all see me dressing up and being very dainty and girly and la 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 la, there's probably a man in my life that I see that is promising for the future I want for myself. Just saying. But if y'all keep seeing me in hoodies, a fitted, I don't know, my Supreme caps, dressed down, sneakers all the time, don't see a lot of thigh, didn't even know I had titties up under there. I don't know how you miss titties. Titties, beautiful, okay? But they under here, okay? I don't feel like there's anybody outside that I'm willing to impress. Impress for what? Dress like what for who? You know what I'm saying? If I dress up, I'm doing it for me. But if you see me continuously coming with it, some soft shit, there's a man in my life and I like him. I like him a lot. All right? But there's no man in my life that I see a gross, healthy, romantic, you got kids, I got kids, let's build something together life with. There's no man in my life currently like that. Maybe by the time that this episode drops, there might be a man in my life. But I'm currently doing this episode in 2023. I don't know what 2024 holds, but I'm just saying right now, I don't see nothing outside that I'm impressed with. And not for nothing, I don't go anywhere. I don't date. I'm not in no club. I don't drink alcohol in public. And if I do, somebody else is driving and they're taking me home and they're going home. I don't dress up and go out with my friends who are women. I don't do that. I don't like a lot of extracurricular woman energy around me because women are catty and petty as fuck. And I don't know how to not show how I feel on my face. I'm not into messy shit. I don't do cat fights. I don't like cigar lounges because it makes my hair stink and my clothes stink. And y'all breath? Y'all don't mind people stink breath in y'all face when they smoke cigars? Oh. Maybe it's just me. And I've been so single that it's to the point where I probably forgot how to kiss. I'm going to need a guide. But the guide is going to have to be some man that I deem worthy. Okay? But I'm just saying, like, not lonely, just particular. Okay? There is a soft side behind every woman, but it takes a him to whip it out. I'm just saying, we all got a soft side. My soft side is tucked. All right? This is an open carry state. I do carry, but it's tucked. Just because I carry doesn't mean I always have to show you. Just like my soft side. Just know, don't fuck around and find out. But only him can fuck around and find out. You get me? It's very simple. So stop saying women are just out here hard. Women are hard out here because they're tired and they're exhausted. And there's a lot of women that will rather be single for a very long time than to play with the men that's outside. Just saying. There's a lot of us. And I feel like there's a lot of great people in their solitude stage of life. And I'm going to talk about that too this season. Where they are outside, but they're riding bikes. They're finding new hobbies. They're in the woods. They're taking swimming lessons. They're going to pottery classes solo. They're going to pasta making classes by themselves. Like, understand when you see somebody in their peace like that, don't fuck with them just to play games. Because they are tired, they are exhausted, they are healing, and they are taking vacations because they are in their peace and their healing stage. When you see a man or a woman enjoying themselves on a solo tip and you are not there to talk to them or deal with them with the best intentions, leave them the fuck alone. Y'all like flies, pests. Leave people alone while they're in their peace. But every woman does have a soft side. It just takes a man who is him to bring it out of her. Or a her that she wants. Because some women do like women. I'm just not one of those women. But I think women are beautiful. Y'all have nice jiggly parts. But I could never be in a relationship with a woman. Okay? I can't. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. But y'all are beautiful though. But you gotta be that person that can bring that out of that woman. Because we got soft sides. We just don't see nobody worthy of bringing it out for. That's it. And not all women want kids. So stop thinking that, because that's ignorant. Not all men want kids. But for me, don't try to talk to me if you ain't got kids. Because I ain't making no more. And I only want to be with a man who has kids already. Because I need a man to have a fatherly mindset. And know what kind of tired I am. You cannot be with me and not have kids and be like, I understand. What do you understand? Do you understand that my child is getting on my nerves right now, but she is not happy, and I'm trying to mentally figure out what can I do to make her happy, but I'm also tired and she getting on my nerves right now? How do you understand that? You know what I'm saying? I need an equal. And my equal has to be a father. And it's no shade to men who do not have kids that are beautiful, because I think y'all are beautiful. But that's just where I'm at. And I know some very handsome, bachelor-ass men that do not have kids, are very intelligent, and would be a great father figure if that's what they wanted. Or a companion, but I can't do nothing with that. I can't do nothing with that. Okay? And there are some handsome, gay, black men out here. I live in Atlanta, okay? I see them all the time. I'm just like, damn! Enjoy your man, sir. But it's just like, the older you get and your filter gets better, you're very less likely to be impressed with what you see all the time. So when I see men that just constantly neck turning every woman they see, I'm just like, oh my God, look at this little man boy creature who hasn't developed yet. Because at a certain age, I'll say this and I'll shut the fuck up. At a certain age, a man gets to an age where all he wants is peace and a woman that's going to bring him joy and not problems and nag his ass all the time. And he learns that some women are just not worth breaking his neck for. And the woman that's worth him taking the time out to walk up to her and introduce himself and ask her how her day is going and be a gentleman is a woman that's worth his time. That's it. If you him, you him. But if you not him, stop trying to be him, because you're wasting your time. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. I hope you guys are enjoying this season. I'm just trying to give you more me, but in a different way. Okay, we're getting closer. You're going to hear more things in the background of my life, because my life is evolving. The girls are getting older. Sometimes they might interrupt me, even though I'm saying I'm recording and I'm in my podcast room, which I am right now. Anya's on her iPad. That's the only way that she's not bothering me. But if her iPad died and her computer was off, she would be bothering me. But that's just my life setup. If you would like to support me, I would appreciate it. You can donate to the show. You could buy yourself some merch. You can share the show with a friend. Either way, I'm going to be back. Okay? Enjoy. Bye.